into cell block, and I get booked for theft in the second degree. And apparently it's not a good idea to try and steal some 9-foot longboards in broad daylight and stuck them in your 2-door Toyota Tercel car. Not a good idea. Don't try it. Trust and believe my experience. Don't do it. Somebody's bound to see you. And that's what I was being charged for. So I got to spend the night in cell block and asking myself, you know, how did I get here? Yeah, in sobriety, how did I get here? And I think for the first time ever in my life, sitting in that jail cell, stainless steel bench, the blanket that is itchy and eating the sandwich that came out of a trash bag, I bought step one. I was powerless over alcohol, and my life had become unmanageable by me. That was pretty heavy, you know? So I get extradited back to Kauai, and I get officially charged and all this stuff. And I was given the opportunity to make restitution. And I think for the first time ever in my life, I had felt the power of the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. Yeah, the pack of men and women that I had surrounded myself with. We all came up with this money, and alcoholics have a sweet tooth. Yeah. Bet you if I busted out one box of chocolate, you guys would come flocking. I would come flocking. I love chocolate. And so we were able to make that restitution money. And I flew back home in October of that year. And I can't remember what step I was on. Maybe I was on 8 or 9. I'm not sure. And I flew back, and I went there to court, and I was in full acceptance of what was going to happen to me, because I had violated. Yeah, I had violated probation. I was in intensive outpatient, and that was the only thing that I had going for me. So I go back to Kauai, and I sit in court, and it's the same judge. The same one. The one from small kid time. The one that saw me just last year. It was the same judge. And I knew he was just going to nail me to the cross, and he was going to put me in jail. And I had presented the restitution check, and I made my amends, and I said I was sorry. The gentleman that I had stolen from, right, he had asked for mercy on my behalf. So I never go to jail that day, yeah. The blessing that came out of that, the guy that I had stolen from, and I didn't know until, I don't know, maybe a few weeks later, I didn't know that the guy I'd stolen from was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Did I know that that was God working in my life? No, I'm not that smart. I was too busy thinking about getting on a plane back here and going to the party at the sick one's house. That's what I was thinking about. It was Halloween. I do remember a little bit. And so I gave the man this check, and as soon as I was free from that court, I was on a plane back home. My life has been a trip since year one. You know, I was able to complete an entire set of steps with that woman sitting in the back of the room. And I remember doing step 11. Yeah, we did that infamous Makapu'u hike. The one at, why would you wake up that early hour? Yeah, I did that hike. And the whales never breach and the bush never burn. Yeah, I think it was cloudy that day. I think we missed the sunrise too, you know, and... God had a plan that day. And, you know, this thing about having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. I think maybe a few days later, I don't know, maybe a little while after, I remember calling her, and I was kind of weeping on the phone, like I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I thought something was wrong with me. And we had gone down the checklist, right? So I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes for me as a woman, I got to go down the checklist of halt. Sometimes I get hangry and I just like punch you in the face. So, you know, we had gone down the checklist, right? And I wasn't hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And I didn't want to punch anybody in the face. I just didn't know what was wrong with me. And she told me quite simply, yeah, that maybe what I was feeling for the first time in my life was serenity and peace. And I don't know. I'm going to hold you to it. I think.